Okay, today's daf is Yivamah's daf Pei Aleph, and we are on Pei Amid Beis towards the bottom as we get into the last couple of dafim in Perek Ha'arel, in this eighth Perek. Let's start Pei Amid Beis. We are up to Itmar on the third wide line on Pei Amid Beis. So we have been discussing the concept of Sris and Islandis and the different Simanim. We had an important machlokas on the bottom of yesterday's daf Amid Aleph, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in terms of when one develops this Simani Islandis as they get older. Do we retroactively go back and give them that status earlier or not? Mikano Lahaba, Nafkamina, Tosva said in terms of Malkus. We mentioned others might say, the Shev Shmaitza says that according to the Rambam it would be in terms of a Karban. But that was an important machlokas in terms of how to view the Simanim once they come. And then we had the Brisa here on Amid Beis, relating to what are those simanim. But again, the machlokas, once those simanim come, how far does one go back? So now says the Gemara, machlokas amoraim, third wide line, itmar, simani sris, Rav Huna amar acheyu kulam. Rav Huna says, you have to have all of them to be a sris, to be determined to be a bona fide vadai saris. So you have to have all of those simanim we mentioned in terms of the voice, in terms of the physical features, in terms of the way characteristics of what happens to one's skin and one's zera, all the different elements. So as you kulam, you have to have all of them, says Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu b'echad mayhem, no, even just one of them already is enough. So the Gemara says, Heicha dehavi hevi shtei sairis bezakan, if the person, if the man already brought two hairs on his face, two facial hairs, so then kuliyamalo pligi the achiyu kulan. Then you need all of them to override the fact that he has two facial hairs, because maybe this means that he's a gadol, maybe this means that he's not a saris. So you need all of the features in order to override. So we'll say these two hairs aren't really significant. Ki pligi b'shelo hevi. The machlokas is if he did not bring shtei sairis. That's where we have a machlokas. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. How much do you need? All or just one of them. Ella, so that's the limitation of the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Ella hada amar luhu rabba baravu al rabbanan. Rabba baravu said to the rabbanan, Ainu beber of Nachman. Check out Rav Nachman. I besaro ma'ala hevel. If his skin, this is one of the simanim of Srisus, if his flesh is ma'ala hevel, remember we said during Yemosak Shamim, if his skin radiates off steam. So go check, Ace of Lebras. And if he does, meaning if he's normal, I'm going to give him my daughter in marriage. So what do you see from there? Kiman ki Rav Huna. This sounds like Rav Huna. Why? Because Rav Huna says you have to have all of them. So as long as one of them does not exist, so then it's good enough to be out of the category of Srisus. So should we say that he dafka holds like Rav Huna? So Gemara says, lo, Rav Nachman sichi dikna havile. No, as we said, Rav Nachman had a couple of hairs on his face, and therefore everybody would agree that you would need all of them to override that factor. Good. Hasaras lachos lo miyabim v'chein islandis v'chulu. The end of the Mishnah had said, or the beginning of the Mishnah had said, amachlokes, what did Rabbi Yeshua mean when he said some srisos are considered healthy and some are not? We had amachlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer within Rabbi Yeshua's statement. And then the second half of the Mishnah spoke about that a sris should not be cholis in miyabim, and islandis should not cholis in miyabemis v'chulu. So says the Gemara, we compare the two in the Mishnah. So just like islandis is bidei shamayim, nothing happens to her, she doesn't get injured, she's an islandis from birth. So too the sris in the Mishnah must be talking about bidei shamayim, that he does not do chalitza or yibam. V'stamach Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the end of the Mishnah must be anonymously like Rabbi Akiva in the first part of the Mishnah, da'amar bidei adam in, when there's an injury, bidei adam, and a person was not a sris when he was born. So then there is a zika for chalitza, bidei shamayim lo, but bidei shamayim not, and that's what the second half of the Mishnah seems to say anonymously. Okay, finishing up, last section, hasaris shechalas leivimto lo pasla v'chulu. The Mishnah had said, if there is a saris who does not have a zika, so if he does chalitza, it's meaningless. It's like a stranger doing chalitza. because there's no Zika. If he does Yibum, if he's Boler, so then he passels her, because this is Eishes Ach Shalom Maka Mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah here, and it's, and the marriage of the brother was good. So if the Saris is Boel, so that causes problems. So Taima Dabala, the reason, Dabala who? The reason that he passels her is because he, this Saris, lived with her, and therefore she is Nifselis. Ha'acher lo. Mashma, if anyone else in the world, if a stranger was Boel this Yavama, let's say a Yavama Lashuk, we mentioned the Issur D'Oraisa of Yavama Lashuk, does that passel her? Does she become Nifseles? That's an Issur of Yavama Lashuk. So we had a Machlokas earlier already in the Masechta of Yochanan Reish Lakish, we paskin, that's not Chayvei Krisus. That does not, reach the levels of Eishes Ish. Even though there is an element, as we've compared many times in the Masechta, comparing Zika to Nisuin, but it sounds like from the Mishnah, only if he was Boel her, so then he creates a problem. Ha'acher lo, so lema devit yuf, to the Rav Hamnuna, is this against Rav Hamnuna, to Amar, Shemeres Yavim Shezin Sab Sula Liyavama? Rav Hamnuna does say that a Shemeres Yavam, that is Mezaneh, so to speak in quotes, meaning if she violates the Isser of Yavama Lashuk, then she is psula to do yibum. Rashi on top. Ke'eshes ish shezinsa sa'asur labayla. Like an eshes ish. That is mezana. Again, comparing the status of Zika. Right? This Gemara doesn't go into yesh Zika, ein Zika, the Durabanan world. But Rav Hamnuna says you compare this status. So the Gemara says, shall we be medayik against Rav Hamnuna? So the Gemara says, no, lo. Even someone else would have passed the ID to Tana Resha Bididei, Tana Nama Seva Bididei, because we're talking about Chalitza, his Chalitza, so too, we talk about his Yibam, or his Bia, but Lav Dafka, it was his. Rashi's Lashon, what Psul is being created and being discussed here, Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud says, Taima Dabala Hu Tahavye Zona. It's the point isn't just that she becomes psula to the yavam, as the Gemara says in the Nimra of Huna, but she becomes a zona, which means she becomes a surah lakohen. Meaning, let's say she would then, want to marry a kohen. So we know a kohen, a regular kohen, can marry an amana. She wasn't a grusha here yet, but this act would passel her to give her the status of a zona. So that is not mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara is only mefurish in terms of whether she's pasalua to the yavam. But the Rashi goes one step further. If you look on the Rambam and the Ravid and others, as we've spoken about already in this Masechta, discuss what the definition of a zona is. Would the Rambam, would the Ravid hold that a shomeris yavam that lives with her saris yavam, who didn't have a Zika, would that pasul her lekahuna, give her status of a zona? Says the Rambam. Mipiwa Shmuel Lamadnu, Perak Yudches and Ilchas Yisurei Biyah. Shazona Hamura Batorahi. What's the definition of a zona? Right, with the Kohen can't marry a zona. Isha zona v'chalalala yikachu. The some Azulais who are named Kohanim, that's what it stands for. Isha zona v'chalalala lo yikachu. It's one of the, but there are, I know an Azulai who is not a Kohen. But either way, it's a hint to the name. So anyway, Shazona Amor Batara, he calls She'ena Bas Yisrael, O Bas Yisrael, somebody who's not a Bas Yisrael, meaning Gioris. Gioris is the status of a Zona, that's why she cannot marry a Kohen, even if she converts less than 3 years old, against Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Or, O Bas Yisrael, She'nivalala Adam, She'hi Asura Lihinaselo, Isser Hashave Bakol. Or if a Bas Yisrael is nivala to a man who she's not allowed to marry, but an Isser that applies to all Jews. Isser Hashava Bakol, meaning, maybe not a, well, let's finish the Rambam. Oshe Nivala L'Chalal, Afal Pishi Muteris L'Inasei Lo. Or a Bas Kohen who marries a Chalal, that's a Mutter marriage, but she becomes a Chalala. Right, and therefore, she says, sounds like from the Rambam, that she not only has a status of a Chalala, but she has a status of a Zona regarding a future Kohen. Because the Rambam's saying, Ezeo Zona. What's the Zona? Lefichach. And therefore, says the Rambam, we had this earlier in the Masechta, Hanir Ba'as Lebehema. Avopishihi beskila lo nasi zona velo nifsala lekahuna shari lo nivala laadam. It's ironic you could have a case of a mutter marriage which creates zona and an usser marriage that doesn't create zona, because we had a bias behema is considered a maisa bia regarding misa, but might not be because it's not considered a maisa bia regarding creation of zona. That is the Rambam, and then he says, what about a nida? Anidas Asur, Anidas Asur Alo, Isra Shava Bakol. So the Rambam says, no, Abal Anida Avishi Bakares Lo Naasiz Zona. Velo Nifslo Lekahuna Shahare Eina Asur Lihinase Lo. Because there is no Isur Lihinase Lo for her to marry him. This is the Rambam talking. What about Chupas Nida? Got to work that up, that line. What does it mean? Kiddushin, not Nisuin. But this is the... this is the Rambam. So again, it's anyone who's not a Bas Yisrael and anyone who's nivelas to an Isra Shava Bakol or to a Chalal, period. The Ravid here argues, he says, Les Nehu Lahani Klali, Shein Zona Ella Mechaivi Krisus, Oimi Goiva Eved, Shein Bohen Kiddushin. Miu kala psulam lavo bakal in baala pasluam and akunam and atruma vafilu chalal mishum. He says he might be create chalalus, but it doesn't create zona. Look, as lemishum zona lo. You know, there's a chalal that's a larger category, but not zona. So again, Rashi here is saying that the saris who's baal her shalom b'bakam mitzvah also creates the status of a zona, which might not be so pasha. Just to read the next Rambam, which I didn't read, v'chena baala pnuya. An unmarried woman, afilu haisa kedesha shifkira atzma lakol, avabishi b'malkus lo nasi zona, shari eina asur li nasi lo. It's very halachal ma'isa. All these cases. Who could a woman? Let's say have a balas tshuva. Balas tshuva wants to marry a kohen. So when does she have the status of a zona? When not? Again, all these cases are can come up. Okay, last three lines before the Mishnah. Fourth line, v'chein islandis shachal tzala achin v'chulu. So again, what did it say? That an islandis who does not have the zika, so says that if chalitza takes place, it's meaningless. If bia takes place, that apostles her. Taima di ba'aluha. The reason is because the yavam live with her. Halo ba'alu halo. But if not, so then the islandis would not be called a zona. Keman. Right, Rashi might have gotten it from this comparison, because this line is definitely talking about Zona. Right, come on, look, Rabbi Yehuda, Dik Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar Island is Zona. Remember we had Rabbi Yehuda earlier, who says, by definition, an islandess is a Zona. Just that status, right? We didn't paskin that way, so our Mishnah is going against Rabbi Yehuda, because only if Bia takes place. Good. So, we continue now. So, just keep in mind the helicopter view of this parak. Right, we've had, back on Daf Ayin, we started the Perek talking about Arel and Temeim, Psuadaka and Krishavcha, but mostly about Arel and Temeim over the next couple of Dafim. Right, that was the beginning of the Perek, and then that was part one. And we discussed all the issues relating to an Arel on those first couple of Daf. Can an Arel take part in the Paraduma, and when does a person become an Arel, and what about before 8 days by a Kohen? That was all the first couple of Blot. Then we went into the second Mishnah. That was on relating to Amon and first finishing up that Mishnah Psuadak and Krishavcha. That was on the Fayin Vav. And then we went into Amon and Moab. And then we had the discussions of David HaMelech and Doeg and the three Simanim of every Jew. Right, that was Amon and Moab, because we got into Rus and Naama. That was part two of the Perek. Then we went into Mamzerim and Nesinim. Right? This is all in Yevamos here, because it's the first Masechta in the Seder. So you have to talk about all the Psule and the Isurim of people who to marry. So we went into Mamzer and Nesinim, and we went into also who were the Nesinim and the Givonim, and the different stages of Gzerah, of Moshe and Yoshua and Dovin. We spoke about one of the Machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of, was it a Gzerah of marriage? Was it a Gzerah of Avdus? What's the Din D'Oraisa? What's the Din D'Rabbanan? That was Mamzer and Nesinim. Then the last Mishnah now, we're discussing Saris and Islandis. Who are they allowed to marry? Who are they not allowed to marry? And we continue now with that discussion. This is the last Mishnah, the last discussion in the parak. So, let's go. Sris Chama says the previous Mishnah spoke about whether Sris or Islandis has a Zika for Yibam. Now we're going to talk about the more general issue. Do they have a psul kahal, and which one are you allowed to marry? Which one are you not allowed to marry? So says the Mishnah. Srischama, a srischama kohen, meaning a kohen who was a srisch from birth. Srischama kohen shenasa bas Yisrael, they married a bas Yisrael. Ma'achila b'truma, he is ma'achla for her. He gives her the ability to eat truma. Why? Because according to this daya, nothing's wrong. You're allowed to marry a Sris Chama. Rashi, Aval Sris Adam, Mifsal Nami Pasala, Mitruma de Beinasha. Right, but a Sris Adam, he's an Asura Lavo Bakahal, And therefore, not only does he not, is he not makel her, but if she's a bas kohen, then she can no longer eat. Because now she's nifsala, nivalala pasala. So a srischama kohen, is a mutter lavo bakahol. Again, it's against Rabbi Akiva's direction of Zika Liebim in the previous Mishnah, but it's two separate issues. Who creates a Zika Liebim, and who is mutter or usher to marry Nichnas Lakal? So a srischama kohen, something HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. He wasn't sick, it was just from birth. So, machila betruma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, androgynous kohen, shenasa bas Yisrael machila betruma, an androgynous kohen who marries a bas Yisrael, an androgynous who has both simanim of a zachar and a nekeva, right? That marries a bas Yisrael machila betruma. Pasha sounds like we treat him like a zachar. We'll have to see if we take this literally according to Rabbi Yossi and Reb Shimon. So let's stop there for a minute. So an androgynous, the Tosfos Yontif says here, what is the word androgynous? Where does that word come from? So he quotes from the Sefer HaTishbi, Shehimila Yevanis. It's a Greek word. Andrai ish ginus isha. Androgynous is a combination of a male and a female. And there are many deos. You got to put together a couple of deos in our Gemara and a couple of Mishnayos in Miseches Bikurim to get all the different deos. How do you view, in the Tanaim, how do you view what an androgynous is? If you want all the deos, if you look in the Biri Adaf here, they summarize it. But again, there's really five different deos. How do you get five? How do you get five? So, there are different deos. You might say an androgynous is considered Zachar Vadai. Maybe that's the day in our Mishnah. We'll see, according to one view in the Gemara, that's in our Mishnah right now. He's considered a Zachar Vadai. That overrules. Number two, maybe he is considered both Zachar and Nekeva. And you give him the Chumris of Zachrus and the Chumris of Nikvus. Like a Chetzio, Shifcha Chetzio Baschorin is a little of both. So this too, little of both. This person. Yesh Sovrim and others say no. He's Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva. Obi and Afkamina. Karbonos. Right, if it's all Suffolk, not. If he's Vadai Zachar and Vadai half each, that's different than saying Suffolk each. Right, Suffolk Zachar, maybe he's a Zachar, maybe he's in a Keva. That's very different. Yesh Sovrim, Birya Bifnei Atzma. He's a unique being, not Zachar, not Nekeva, not Suffolk. No, Birya Bifnei Atzma. And whatever that, and all the nafkaminas that entails. And yesh ovrim, shehu suffik zachar v'suffik nekeva suffik birya b'fnei atzma. Maybe he's a suffik of all three. So again, all these are in the Tanoim, in the Mishnayos and Bikurim and the Gemaras here. That's just to summarize to all the different deos of what it might be. Again, and also androgynous, just to compare, the androgynous might be a status which is unanswerable and unfigure-outable, similar to Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos we discussed in the past, right? The Ritva in Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, right? He has the makar for Bein Hashmashos. So what's Bein Hashmashos? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So does that mean that, you know, if Eliyahu Navi would come down from Shemayim and tell us, oh, at this second it is Yom, it is Laila, then the question is going to be answered? No, it might mean, the Ritva says, and Rav Soloveitchik discusses this in a number of places. No, it might be what's called a din suffik. You're not really sure. It's a creation of Hashem that has elements of both, and therefore it has the status of both. And Rav Soloveitchik compared it to androgynous. It's like an androgynous, it's elements of both, especially if you say birya b'fnei atzma, that opinion. So he says, that's what, if you're looking at the Rishima Shi'urim and Sukkah, they quote a couple of riyas, but it's the Ritva and Yuma, Mem Zayin, he quotes, Bein Hashmashos Kayemes Irbuvya Shel Yom Balayla, this is Rav Soloveitchik's summary of the Ritva, Ve'etzama Chefza Shel Bein Hashmashos, Mahavet Tarti Desasri Shel Yom Balayla, it's together, Ve'esh Lam Shilo L'Savi Shel Androgynous, She'etzama Gavra Mahavet Tarti Desasri Shel Zichrus V'Nakvus B'Bas Echad, right, it might not be a practical, you're not sure, you are sure that it is a doubtful status. I'm sure of that. I'm not in doubt what the status is. I am sure that it is a doubtful status, and there are riyas to this. How do I treat it? Just one. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, what if somebody does malacha, two Bein Hashmashoses, Friday night and Motzi Shabbos, at the same exact moment? At 5:26, whatever it is, I do malacha today and malacha tomorrow. So Gemara says, you're chayav a karban. Because Bimanav Shach, you violated. Rashi says there, You did malacha at the exact same moment both days. So Rashi says, the exact 5:26 and 32 seconds. Right, the exact same moment, Rashi says, "Shenochayev elam kein osa malachto ba'osa zman mamish b'shnei ben hashmoshes is v'chayev chatas b'manav shach deleka l'sfuke l'hai b'tchilaso u'l'hai b'sofo." What is Rashi saying? If I did malacha one day at the beginning of ben hashmoshes and one day at the end of ben hashmoshes, I'm not going to be chayev because maybe it wasn't. Maybe I was good on both sides. Says, but if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't quote that limitation. He just quotes the halacha. Suggests Rav Salvation, because once something has been Ashmashos, that already has the status of Savik Yam Savik Laila. And if you do it both days, you know, it could be that's enough to be a Mechayev you a Karban. The only Shaila then is, so why don't you say one Ben Ashmashos is enough? Why do you need both Ben Ashmashos is? Right, even one? Okay, but that is one. And there are other Rayas that he discusses, but either way, that Ben Ashmashos might be similar to the status here of Androgynous if it has a Vadai status. Okay, so that is the first half. So we spoke about Sreshama, then we spoke about Rezir Shimon, Androgynous, you treat him like a Zachar, it sounds like, because he can be Machil, his wife, in Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tumtum. Tumtum is, right, ambiguous genitalia, meaning it's covered up, you don't know what it is, until he is, quote, he or she is opened up. So Tumtum Shinikra, Benimsa Zachar, if a Tumtum is opened up, and it comes out that he has... A neighbor, a zachar, we treat him like a zachar. Lo yachlots, he should still not do chalitza. Why? Because even if somebody turns into a zachar from being a tumtum, he cannot have a child. So he's considered a saris, and therefore he did not do chalitza. There is an unusual line in Rashi here. Rashi says here, lo yachlots, im yesh ach acher. If he has another brother. Sounds like what? If he doesn't have another brother, then he does do chalitza. So the marshal here says, no, he never does chalitza. The question is, when is there an isser to do chalitza? And when is it just not worthwhile? So that's what but you can't take that Rashi literally, says the Marshal, because even if he had no brothers, you know, there is no chalitza done. Androgynous, no say avalonisa. Tanakama, that androgynous can act like a man in marriage, not like a woman. He can be no say and not nisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynous chayavan alav skila kezachar. And somebody has mishkav androgynous. So you treat it like Mishkav Zachar. And therefore, if it's a man with an androgynous, that's considered Mishkav Zachar, Toeva, and he is Chayev Skila. We'll have to see what the Machlokas is. What did the Tanakama hold? Didn't he treat him like a Zachar also? So we'll have to see. Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't it obvious that a Srischama is Ma'achil Betruma, right? If there's no Isser of Asura Lavobakal, so what's the potential problem? So Pshita, somehow the Tema molded Machil, Shena molded Eino Machil. You might think because he can't have a child, so he's not Machil, right? Because we know when it comes to Truma, a child plays a critical role. If there's a child left, the mother can still eat Truma, and if not. So you might think Machil is a crucial element. Kamashmalan, while they're married, it is not a crucial element. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, and Androgynous. And now we get into Androgynous. The line in the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon held that an androgynous Kohen could be Ma'achil, his wife, in quotes, Bitruma. So, Machlokas. How far does that go? Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, don't take that so literally that he's considered a Vadei Zachar. Why? Ma'achila Bitruma, ve'ena Ma'achila b'chazeh v'shok. He could be Ma'achil or Bitruma, but the Chazeh and the Shok, the gifts that come from a carbon Shlamim, right, we know almost every animal has to give something to the Kohen, right? Every chulin animal, Zerov, Alachayim, and the Keva. When it comes to a Shlamim, you give the Chazeh and the Shok. So, Reish Lakish says, even though usually families of Kohanim are allowed to eat that, not this one. Not an androgynous's wife. She cannot eat it. Why should there be a difference? We'll have to see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Af Ma'achil b'Chazeh v'Shok. No, you can. He is ma'achil her, but he gives her the ability to eat the chazi and the shok. Pashtus, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish is, within the days of Rabbi Yosef and Shimon, is an androgynous a vadei zachar or a safek zachar? If it's a safek, why is it enough to even eat truma? We'll have to see in a second. But that's the machlokas within the sheet of the Tanaim. What is the status of androgynous? So, ula reish lakish, maishna chazi v'shok, da'oraisa, shumanami da'oraisa. But they're both da'oraisa. Well, one's kachim. So that's more chamur. But they're both da'oraisa. So why should Reish Lakish have the distinction? Hacha mayaskinon, betruma bizmana zedrabanan. Really, mi da'oraisa, Reish Lakish says nothing. He cannot be machler in anything on a da'oraisa level. But midrabanan, shum mizvan zed rabanan, and he has a status, so safek is enough to be machler on a drabanan level. We'll get to Rashi soon, but let's first continue. Aval bizmacha beis hamikdash kayim, my lo. When we have a beis hamikdash, Reish Lakish would agree that he is not machler b'truma, even truma drabanan in the times of the beis hamikdash, because you would be gozer in a time period when the truma daraisa exists, so you wouldn't even allow her to eat truma drabanan. Is that really what Reish Lakish would say? That there's a chilek between post Beis HaMikdash and during Beis HaMikdash. So then, Adetani said, instead of learning Ein Ma'achila B'chazi V'shok, why did Reish Lakish say lack Liflog V'lisne B'dida? Why didn't Reish just say V'med V'ramur B'truma D'Rabbanan? Why didn't he just say you're allowed to eat Truma D'Rabbanan but B'truma D'Araisa, but in a time period when there is Truma D'Araisa, lo, then he is not machler in anything. So why didn't he just say that? Right, a distinction within truma. Right, whenever the Gemara says, whenever you could have a distinction within one factor, why bring in another factor? So have a distinction within truma. So the Gemara says, hachinami ka'amar. Yes, really, what it is saying in effect. Kshu machila machila b'truma bizman azeh derabanan vein machila bizman azeh bizman chazei v'shok v'afila b'truma derabanan. Really, got to stick that into the words. That it means during Bizman HaMikdash, when there is Chazei V'Shok, that's when he can't even eat Truma D'Rabbanan, Dilma Asi La'achla B'Truma D'Araisa. He might come to eat Truma D'Araisa. So Reish Lakish holds that Bizman, that there is no Truma D'Araisa, then they could eat, she could eat Truma D'Rabbanan, because there's no Gzeira. He might come to feed her something else. But in the time period when there is Truma D'Araisa, he cannot even eat Truma D'Rabbanan. That is Reish Lakish's shita within Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Af machila b'chazei v'shok. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even chazei v'shok, meaning it's a vade status, vade zachar, and therefore there is no problem. Stop there for a moment. So let's talk about something we discuss every couple of months, but got to talk about it now again. What does it mean truma d'rabbanan? What's truma d'rabbanan? What's truma d'araisa? So you might say it goes by a time period in history. What's Truma D'Araisa? What's Truma D'Rabbanan? Like Shemitah. Shemitah requires B.S. Kolchem. Or Kol Yoshvel, Rov Yoshvel Aleha. But Rashi and Tosfos all over Shah say there's another way to explain Truma D'Rabbanan. And that is fruit other than Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shah, including right here. Rashi says it. Truma, oranges, apples, pears, all of that, according to Rashi and Tosfos, even Bizman HaMikdash is only Chayav in Trumas and Maestros, Midurabanan. Right, Rashi right here, Avil v'Trumas Midurabanan, Kigon, Trumas Peros, Hoel v'Ika Truma D'Araisa, Kigon, Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzar Gazrinan. Rashi clearly, and Tosfos clearly, in a number of places say, only, and that's what Rov Rishonim say. Rov Rishonim say, like Rashi and Tosfos, that only Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzar, that's in the Pasuk. Only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Ramban, at least in one place, limits it even more. The Ramban says maybe it's only oil and wine, not even Tirosh, grapes, and Yitzhar, olives. Maybe if I eat a grape as is, that's I'm only chayev in Truma D'Rabbanan then. Right, all the Truma D'Araisa is only if I process it into wine. So that is one version. The Ramban B'Matzia doesn't seem to say that, but if you look in the Ramban Ala Torah, the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk of Aser to Aser, that's what he says. Avala mitzvah b'shumus u'maisus b'chol makom hein dagon tirosh v'yitzar. U'pirish dagon b'lashon ha'kodesh, what's dagon? The five grains. Right, we the five grains that are chayiv in matzah and the accused for matzah and chayiv in challah. How you doing b'tvua? U'pirish tirosh, what's tirosh? Yayin hachadash, asher yashiku hayikavim, v'yitzar hashemen asher bahen. It's the oil and the wine. V'ein min acher b'chol azroyin, u'b'chol peros ha'ilon, chayavim min atara klal, lo b'trumos v'lo b'maisros. That's it. V'yesh b'raisos shnuyos b'toras kohanim u'b'sifri la'asmachtos v'hein mutos. You find some that are mistakes. Avaladavar mizbar migamarim in atamud bavli v'yushalmi yupshuto shal mikra kachu. I got the bavli, yushalmi, and the pshat on my side, says the Ramban. Sheafilu zesim v'anavim. Meiser shalahem eino min atorah at sheyasu tirosh v'yitzar. Unbelievable. V'tiye bazeh nizhar shekfar ta'u bo migdole hamachabrim. Be careful about this because the gdole hamachabrim already has made a mistake. Who's he referring to? The Ramban. Right, the Rambam says, all fruit of D'Araisa. That's the Rambam Pshita. that we like to mention in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Beis Gimel, right there. The Rambam says, what's Mefurish in the Gemara? Derabbanan. Only vegetables. Yerakos, Maiser Yerek, Derabbanan. That you can't get out of. That's a Gemara. So the Rambam says, the Rambam agrees to that. The Rambam says, Hayerakos, Afal Bishin, Michael Adam, Einon Chayavin, Bemaisers, Elami Divreyim. Shemar, Lefisha, Nemar, Bemaiser, Tvua, Zarecha, Tvua, Vachayotse, Baal, Yerakos, Einon Bechal, Tvua. But, Vachain Yer Elishua did Betruma. And yearly, the Trumas and Maisers have the same status, that Shrumas Yarek is also Durabanan. That's not Mefurish, but the Rambam says, I'll give that one to you also. That's also Durabanan. But fruit, the Rambam says, Ma Kol Ochel Adam, Hanishmar, Shekidulo Min Haaretz, that grows on the ground, meaning not mushrooms, Chayovin Betruma, Umitvas Asei, Lahafrish Man Erashis Lakoin, Shene Emar, Rishis, Dagon Chavitz, Yoroshavi, Yitzarecha, Titain Lo, Ma Dagon Vetirosh, Vyitzar, Ma Kol Adam, Vigidulo Min Haaretz, Vyishlo Bailim, Av Kol Kayotze Bohen, Chaya Betruma, Vichain Bemaisris. That's the Rambam, Machlokas Rambam, against others, and the Ramban is very upset about this in the Deya of the Rambam. There are a couple of other opinions. There is a Rabbeinu Yehonasan, that's the commentary in the back of Masechet Eruvin, who says maybe there is a little bit different. Shivas Haminim are Deoraisa. I'll give you a couple more like the Rambam. I'll give you pomegranates, and I'll give you, Teinim and Tmarim. Those will be Deoraisa. But outside of that is Derabanan. That's the middle approach. Rabbeinu Yehonasan in Anches Amid Aleph and Dafi Arif and Eruvin, he has another approach. And one more other approach, and that is a Raivin. A Raivin in the Kas of Shem. Kas of Shem is the Sefer that the Raivin comments on the Baal Hamor. Kas of Shem, he quotes Baal Hamor. You know, the Raivin and the Baal Hamor were contemporaries in Provence, and they had a lot of Baalei Machlokes between each other. A couple of places where the Raivin and the Baal Hamor constantly attack each other in four different areas. But one of them is the Kas of Shem. It's the Sefer of the Raivin that he quotes the Baal Hamor. It's written there, and he argues. So in Chulin, there's only two of them in all Maseches Chulin. So in the second one, he writes there, he quotes Baal Hamor, but then he says, Hishita, that I agree fundamentally with the Rov Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos and others and the Ramban, that only Trumas and only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar are Chayiv D'Oraisa. But what the Ravid adds is, if you do other fruit voluntarily, it gets the status of Trumas and Maisers D'Oraisa. It's recognized on a D'Oraisa level, even though it's not obligated on a D'Oraisa level. That's the Ravid. Amar ani she'ein chayav en misa ella al trumas dog and tears v'yitzar v'alateva shalohem. V'chutz mizeh o'mizeh. Af im nomar she'ein chayav en minat Torah. Im kara aleihem sheim, yesh aleihem kedushas truma min ha-Torah. U'midama'as kishel Torah. And it creates meduma, right? The mixture, if it's not mevutal. So that's also a crucial kosher Raivin. Again, there's a lot here. There's a smog that says, well, maybe another, there's a third middle shita. Well, maybe my Meiser Shani is Daraisa. But not by the other Chumas and Meisers. Also a fascinating shita. That's a smog and the Yireim. Okay, let's continue. So that is relating to the Rashi that quotes here that Durabanan is Peiros. So we continue. So we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokas here within Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, how do you treat an androgynous? So the Gemara says, Amalei, five lines up. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Misavish, Truma, Bizman, Azed, Rabbanan. But is today Rabbanan, meaning according to everything? Today Rabbanan, meaning today, even Dagon Tirish, V'Yitzar is Rabbanan. And that's why you don't make a Gzeira. Amalei, in, yes. It is Rabbanan, says Reish Lakish. How do I know? Shani, Omer, Shoneh, Eagle, Be'igulim, Ola. Because I say, if you have an eagle, we'll see where this is, and we'll quote a Mishnah in a minute. But if you have a igulet vela, if you have dried figs, and that you smushed all together, and one falls into another one, so then there's bittel. If it would be da'oraisa, Rish Lakish says, so then there would not be bittel. Why? We know on a da'oraisa level, there's bittel barov. By items that are dry. Yavish be yavish, there's bitl barov. Items that are wet, lach balach. So then you need shishim, because taste is transferred, and therefore to be mevatel the taste, you need shishim. That's on a daraisa level. But on a derabanan level, there are certain items that are not batel. Chazal either made larger, you need a larger mixture that it fell into, like you need 1 to 100 and 1 to 200, right, different items. Truma needs 1 to 100. Kilei Akerem, I might need more. Or there might be be certain items that are so, called a davar chashuv, and they're not batel. So a chaticha ru'uya l'schabed, we'll have in a second. A nice piece of meat, right? So that's a respectable piece of meat. Ru'uya l'schabed b'fnei orchim. So that's davar chashuv. Or there are a number of items. A birya is a davar chashuv, a whole item, and therefore it might not have bitel, right? A whole insect. It falls into a huge pot. But if it's whole, it could cause problems. Because it's not batel if it's a birya. Certain items are, davar sheish lamatir, it is not batel. All of these are, on a drabana level, we say bitel doesn't work. So here, says Reish Lakish, if this was d'oraisa, it wouldn't be batel because it is a davar chashav. Why is it a davar chashav? Because it is sometimes, we'll get back to that word, counted out separately. You count out the egoic veil, it means you focus on each one of them. You don't sell them in bulk. Right, you count them out each one. So if it was d'oraisa, it wouldn't be batel. The fact that it's batel, says Reish Lakish, shows that Truma Bizmana says d'rabanan, and that's why bitel can kick in. That's what he answers to Rabbi Yochanan. Amale, says Rabbi Yochanan back, what are you talking about? V'halo ani shone chaticha b'chatichos ole. But I have chatichos, pieces of meat that are treif, that fall into other pieces of meat that are d'oraisa, and bitel still takes place. So just because you're telling me that, oh, bitl takes place, that doesn't prove it's drabanan. You could have a daraisa context, and still bitl would take place. So the Gemara says, what's the root machlokas here? What are they discussing? Right, Reish Lakish says it is a raya, it must be that it's drabanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says back not. So the Gemara explains, mi savris, kol shedarko limno shaninu. Do we say that anything that is sometimes counted out separately is davar is chashuv es shedarko limno shaninu? Mo, something that is always counted out separately and sold separately, that is a davar chashuv and is not batel. But something that is sometimes sold in bulk and sometimes not, that's not called a davar chashuv, and therefore that will be batel even if it's d'oraisa, says Rabbi Yochanan. So you don't have a raya that Shumma Bizmana says d'rabanan. So what's the source of this whole context of Eshe Darko and Kol Shedarko? So that, if you remember, it's from, we have this back in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, but it's quoted here too. Umayhi, where does this come from? Ditznan. The Mishnah tells us as follows. Misha yilo chavili tilton, shokil haya kerem. The Mishnah in Orla tells us, if somebody has bundles of tilton, tilton is one of the simanim, fenugrek, on Rosh Hashanah. So, chavili tilton, shokilei hakerem. But the problem is, it's kilei hakerem, right? One of the five types of kilayim, which this one is the most chamor, because it's asur b'hanah, and it needs to be burned, right? The Torah says you have to burn it. So, if you have chavili tilton, shokilei hakerem, yidalku, they need to be burned, right? Rashi quotes the pasuk, tuktash, tukad ish, nisarvu ba'acheros, what if they get mixed into other bundles, so then kulan yidalku. They all need to be burned. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir says they all need to be burned, meaning bittul doesn't take place. Bittul doesn't take place. We'll have to see why not. Rechachamim omrim yalu bechadu masayim. Rebbe Racham say no. It's bittul in 1 in 200. That's the shir midrabanan that the rabbanan said you need for bittul of kilai hakerem. 1 in 200. Shahaya Rebbe Meir omer. What's the root of Rebbe Meir shita? Why does he say it's not bittul? Shahaya Meir omer kol shedarko limnos mekadesh. Something that is counted out separately, like these bundles. So that's makadish, meaning that sanctifies that it's not batel. It's a davar chashuv, and that's where a mayor holds that it's not batel. V'chachamim omrim no. Chachamim say no. These bundles are not chashuv. Eino makadish el shisha dvarim belvad. The only six items that are considered chashuvim. For Rabbi Kiva, Omer Shiver. Rabbi Kiva adds on one more. The Eluhain. What are the items? Egoze, prach, rimoni, badan. These are special fruit from different places. The Rambam says in Mishnah Torah, these are just examples. So if you have any other fruit that's very chashuv from a different place, you could substitute it in. V'chavoyos stumos, right, closed up barrels of wine. V'chilfe trodin, v'kulche kruv, cabbage, v'dalas yivanis. V'bekiva mosif afki karasha balabayis. V'bekiva's mosif also special rolls of a balabayis. Haru'uyin la'arla arla, all of these that are fruit. Aroi for Arla, and that would be Od Aser as Arla, the Haru'uyin. L'kilei HaKerem, Kilei HaKerem. That's what's fit for Kilei HaKerem. What's fit for Kilei HaKerem? Those that are Yerukos, so like Trodin, Kruven, Dalas. So that would Aser, Mishum, Kilei HaKerem. So, before we continue for a second, so what do we have so far? We have Machlokas, the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether items that are sometimes counted out, they're not always Chashuv, They're not the six main chash of things, whether they're batel or not. The Chacham say everything else is batel. And a mayor says, no, the items are not batel except for these six items. There's a lot to talk about, but we're in the middle of a train of thought, so let's just continue. Now the Gemara quotes that within the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that's how most Rishonim understand this, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, our machlokas. When Rabbi Meir says that these items are not batel, Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shedarko limno shaninu. Rabbi Meir is talking about these chavilos. Why? Because these chavilos are always counted out separately. Always counted out separately. Rashi says, shem miyuchad b'minyin shaninu. And that's why they are not batel. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Meir. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say, if you have something that's sometimes counted out, sometimes not, sometimes yes, so that would be batel. Because that's kind of called a davar chashev. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan earlier argued about his chatichos. Why can you bring a raya that the igulim are batel? And therefore, it's drabanan? What do you mean? Chatichos are daraisa and they're batel. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said what he said, because that's how he understands Rabbi Meir's opinion. For Reish Lakish Savar, Kol Shedarko Limno Shaninu. Reish Lakish says, no, anything that is even sometimes counted out separately already gives it the status of Chashivus, and therefore it would not be Batel. Therefore, Eagle, right, Igule Dvela, we mentioned before, if it would be Da'araisa, then it would not be Batel. Because it's sometimes counted out. The fact that it is batel, says Reish Lakish, is a riot to me, that Shuman Bizmanazeh is Durabanan. So the root of the whole machlokas over here by Yigulei Tvela is this machlokas. How do you understand Rabbi Meir Shita in Mesachas Arla? Three important points. Number one, on the bottom, the previous bottom of the previous Amud, you have the Tosfos who quotes the other Gersa. Remember, we discussed this back in Beitza. Our Gersa has, if you have the Chavilos, that Nisarvu Ba'acheros. There's another Gersa with another two words. Vinisarvu Ba'acheros. Meaning got mixed up, and then it got mixed up again. So that's the Shaila, Svek Sveka. Would Rabbi Meir be Machmir even in the case of Svek Sveka? Rabbeinu Tam says, you're not Gores, Acheros Ba'Acheros, in the bottom Tosfos, because then that will be a Svek Sveka, and for sure everybody would agree there's Bittel there. That is one Gersa. The Tosfos struggles, and the Tosfos we discuss in Beit Sadaf Gimel also, is there a way to say that even if it was Nisarva Ba'Acheros V'Acheros Ba'Acheros, even though we believe in the concept of Svek Sveka, you'd still be Machmir here? That's what Tosfos struggles to try to figure out, that maybe that would still be defined as one suffix. How? If your Asr Chavila got mixed up in a mixture, and that entire mixture got mixed up in the next mixture. That's not called a Svek Sveka. That's called one suffix, because the entire mixture got mixed up. If only some of that first mixture got mixed up in the second mixture, so then maybe you'd be Mako. But even if you have the Gersa of Acheros Vacheros, the extra two words, you might be able to say that it's not called a Svek Sveka. Number one. Number two, Rashi says in Beitza, not Rashi here, Rashi says that according to the Chachamim, that it's Batel, you still got to take one out. Still got to take one out. That's what Rashi says. Take one of the bundles out by Kilei Akerem, even though it was Batel. Yala echon mehan v'yidlak, and burn that one for hashar mutarin. That's what Rashi says. If you look on the side of, in the Gemara, in the Mesoras Hashas, v'harash be'arla masig alzeh. Gotta look up the Rash. The Rash Mishan. Once there's bittel, there's bittel. When's the whole idea of taking one out? That's by truma. If truma is batel, so we take one out because it's gezel hashavet. We're stealing from the kohen, so you can't take one out and you eat the rest. Rashi says here, even by Kilei Akerem, if it's Batel, you take one out and you burn it. That's a big chiddush. Because usually, how do we view Bittel? We view Bittel as Isser Nefach Leheter. Right? Let's say the case of, you have one hamburger that got mixed up with 1,000 hamburgers. What do we say? You take one out? So there is a machlokas we've shown him. Can I eat all of them? So some say you can eat all of them one after another. Because each time you can say, oh, this is not the one. Could you eat all of them at once? So that's a machlokas we've shown him. But many Rishonim say you could eat one after the other one, because each one, you could say, had a hachra lakula. But Rashi here quotes that one of them needs to be taken out. Some Achronim say maybe Rashi is only limited to Yavish B'Yavish, because it could be that at one point you're definitely going to be eating the Isser. That is number one. The other point to mention, and then we'll continue, and that is Tosfos here. Tosfos here on top wonders, why don't you move the whole area, put them on a wagon, start moving them, and then take one off. How would that help? Called the parish, meruba parish. We know there's a principle of whenever something is taken out of a rove, called the parish, meruba parish. Tosfos says on top, why don't you move them? Answers Tosfos, no. Velekala meimar dilin nai dinhu, digazrinan shemayavo asar abnei adam vasachas, because maybe everybody's going to come at once. And therefore it's not going to be parish from the rove, the whole rove is going to be separated at one time if people come, so therefore it's gzera. Says the Rashba something more fundamental. The Rashba said this in Torah Sabayis and in Beitza, where this comes up. So the Rashba says, something that's already ne'esar, machmas hatarovas, you can't then go and cause it and move it and then make it a parish and ruba parish. You can't change that. Ela afilu esrami denai di me'alehen asiri mishum ha'gzera, dekivan shayu kvuin shah achas v'ne'esru solonishtairu. He says, once it became Nasar, you can't then do it. If you find a piece of meat, okay, called the first Meruba Parish. It's kind of like Ein Mevatel Nisal HaChila. You can't create a circumstance where you are going to then create a Heter. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara just quoted where Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were talking about in terms of the Igulin. But we also quoted the Machlokas about the Chatichos. So where was that discussion from? My Chaticha, the following, the Tanya. The Brisa says, Chaticha shel chatos tameya, shenis arva b'meya chaticha shel chatos tahoros, a piece of tamei chatos meat, got mixed, which has to be burned, right, that got mixed in with 100 pieces of Torah chatos meat. V'chein prusa shel lechem aponim tameya, shenis arva b'meya prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros. What's the halach in this case? Right, you have kudshim, ta'ale, the Tanakhama says, it's batel. It could be batel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo ta'ale. No. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not. We'll have to get Ben Shem talking more about Rabbi Yehuda Shita tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, Rashi says, it's true. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rashi says, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita here. Min Bamino is not Batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's famous Shita. We'll talk about the Svara, Ben Shem, tomorrow. But Min Bamino lo Batel. Tosfos here says, that's true. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But that's not the reason for Rabbi Yehuda Shita here. Tosfos, Dibur Maskel, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the reason here is because it's something that's Davar Shadar Kol Limnos, as we have been talking about. Right, not like the other sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, we have a machlokas, whether it's batul or not. But says the Gemara, aval chaticha shel chatas tahora, shenis arva b'mea chaticha shel chulin tahoros. If it's not tamei kachim into tara kachim, but it's tara kachim into chulin, v'chein prusa shel lechem aponim tahora, shenis arva b'mea prusa shel chulin tahoros, divrei hakol lo tala. There, everybody would agree that bittul does not take place. Bittul would not take place there. Why not? The Tanakhama would even be mode. Why? Says Rashi, divrei hakol lo tala. Tanakhama mode. Hoel ve'efshar lemochron lekohen behefsid muat. Since you could sell it to a Kohen with a little bit of hefsid, because it's all tar, he could eat it. Ve'chaticha uprusa darkon limnos bishem hefsid muat lo mevatzlina nisadaraisa. We won't allow bittel to work in that case. K'tani mias reisha tala. But the reisha said that there is, right, and the Tanakhama said it would be batel. It's a kashan reish lakish, because this is, right, it's a case of something that is sometimes counted out. And Reish Lakish said that bittel should not take place there, and here it does take place. Why would the Tanakhama argue? Answer: Amar v'chibrei d'rabchuna bini mocha. It's a piece of meat that fell apart already. It's not something that's even sometimes counted out, and therefore it is batel. Period. We won't be able to go further there, but just one other question to deal with here, and that is Tosfos says, why do you say divrei hakol batel Tosfos? Divrei hakol lo tala, it wouldn't be batel. Says Tosfos, Nira Lafari to time of the Sefer Shenis Arba Bishel Chulin Mishum de la Acher Shenisbatla Reuya Lehischabedba. It's not batel because once it gets mixed in, it becomes a chaticha hareuya lehiskabed. This is in the Sefer now of the Brisa, where everybody agrees you have to cut him into the chulin. It's not batel. Why? Because it's a chaticha hareuya lehiskabed. That's what Tosfos says. It's a chashav piece of meat. The question is, but it's only fit for kohanim. It's only fit for kohanim. How is it a chaticha reuya lehiskabed? Tosfos says, well, once it gets batel, want is nullified, so then memele is chaticha ru'i leskaved, and therefore it is good for others. If you look in the Rashba, the Rashba quotes a couple of other opinions. The Rashba here now about why this why you don't ikashalacha. He asked the question. Vasfir le Rabbi Yochanan the chaticha bechatichos ola k'tani masnisa v'chulu alma af beru'i leskaved, but if they are chabetela l'man to amar eshadak limno sheninu, isn't it a chaticha ru'i leskaved? Yesh lafareish. Because it's chadas tamei and you have to burn it. Nevela would be ruil leschabed because you can give it to archim. And then he quotes because it's not that he quotes the day of Tosfos asur lagayim l'israelim ulanashe koanim hilchach lo chashiva. Right. The question is chadicha ruil leschabed. Do you go by right now? Do you go by in general? Do you go by halachically? Right, that's the question. How do you define chaticha ru'i leskaved? Nevela is chaticha ru'i leskaved, even though Jews can't eat it, but all goyim can eat it, and you can get benefit from it. Right, the chatichas tomatoes, you can't do anything with it. You can't get benefit from it. Who quotes this Tosfos? Trumas Hadashen. We'll end with this, on this Zos Chanukah, in this Daf Yomi cycle. The Trumas Hadashen says, if you have b'nei adam she'eliku b'bayis achad, v'nis arva ner, you don't have to search for this. The Trumas Hadashen ben Chanukah quotes our Tosfos, right? V'nis arva ner Chanukah achas bein shtei ner shem shamashim. You have a ner Chanukah that got mixed into other candles. V'kulan munachim v'dolkin, and they're all sitting there lit. V'lo yadinan ezem and aneres ner Chanukah. Shari al yedei bitul barov u'mutter lehanos mishlashtan olo. Let's say you have a ner Chanukah that was nisarev with other neros. Does bitul work? Does bitul work? That's the question. Says so. The Shulchan Aruch talks about oil. But this is quoted in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, the Trumas Hadashen, Yira'eh de lo batel. It's not batel. Even though we say, usually, Yavish is batel barov, Hacha havi davrshe b'minyan. Shari madzlikin oso b'minyan, kol laila. You care about each one. V'davrshe b'minyan, afilu kshu v'sidu b'nei rabbana lo batel. Davrshe b'minyan is not batel. What do you mean it's a davrshe b'minyan? When you buy them, you don't buy the candles separately. You buy them in bulk. You're just using them right now to be minyan, because you care about each and every candle light. You focus on the number. It says, look in Tosfos and Yavamis, Daf Pei Aleph. You know, that there could be that you focus on the right now. Right now. So what? When you bought them in bulk. But when you're using them, you're using each and every one. And therefore, when you're using them, that is good enough to be called a minyan. Ulahachi lo avi midvar machashuv mubata barov. Vahadzlaka b'minyan zeo mitam chovas ha-mitzvah. Shikach mitzvaso. Nira lomar, afal pikein, hoven is arva lachashudluku la-mitzvahs. Vahashta dvar sh'minyan. Shebim milsayu avakav zinyin chov. Vakegar v'lov devash b'minyan. Mikri shaber devash b'minyan. And he said, v'chein tosas perak ha-arva. He quotes it. Hachazinon. That even though you bought them one way, now it's unique. What happens after they get mixed up? Does it lose that status? So you got to work through the mechanics of Tosfos here. That's the Trumas Hadashen right here that gets us involved in this. The Chashuke Chemed likes this Tosfos, and he discusses other permutations. He says, what if somebody knows that they're only going to the first night of Chanukah, and they know they're having an operation? They're going to be out of commission for a week. This is the only night of Chanukah they're going to be able to light candles. First night. Do you light eight or one? The first night, but you don't. It's only because of Malin Makodesh, but you're not going to have another night. So maybe you should light. So the doctor says Chas V'Shalom, you have one more day to live, right? So do you light? How many do you light the first night? And what if you get another day? You lit eight the first night. Seems like that's what the consensus is. You should light eight the first night. What if you live to the second night? So now how many do you light? Do you say, well, I started like Veshamai, so I'll go down one, or do you say, well, it's the second night of Hanukkah and I'm still here, so I have to light two? Right, so what do you do? So all different interesting cases that are discussed right here on the Daf. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we thank the Kubiaskis for sponsoring this past month of Kislev. If anybody wants to join in the sponsorship, feel free to contact the OU and look on the under the donate flag under Daf Yomi. Okay, we'll stop here.